According to Rashi, first the Kenani is Shlichus. So the opening sugi of the second parak is the sugi of Shlichus. Harish Mekadesh Boyu B'Shluchai, the first mission of the second parak. That the he can get married by a Shliach. The Gemara then discusses, is it a good thing, not a good thing? The Gemara says, not a good thing to get married by a Shliach, it's better a mitzvah boy Yosef B'Shluchai. But the Shliach, but the Schal. Then the Gemara from Aleph and Aleph through Membeis discusses the sources of Shlichus. How do we know that there is a din of Shlichus? The Chiddush. Shlichus is the Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because I'm doing something for somebody else, and the effect of my actions are effective for somebody else. I do a Maisa, the Maisa is a Chalois. And the chalois happens for a third party. Right? So me amar that I can do a maisa, and the chalois happens for a third. Me amar that a person can bring a get, and the get will be and give the get to some, to a and that a shliach can give the get on behalf of the megarish. Me amar that somebody could be torim truma for me. So the Gemara has several sources. V'shilach v'shilchabar darshans that when it comes to gerushin is an extra word. Sikisik midanai de shlichus. Gemara says that, and then the Gemara has a hekesh from shlichus of get to shlichus of kiddushin. The Gemara says that we have another source when it comes to truma. Gemara is a third source when it comes to Korban Pesach, because it's impossible for everybody to shech their own Korban. So the kasha he had is, according to Rashi, why doesn't the Gemara talk about Evi Kenaini? Why do we need Shlichus, Gerushin, why do we need a Makor for Shlichus? It's supposed to Evi Kenaini. The Evid cannot be paid himself. Rashi says that our sugi of Evid Kenaini is a sugi of Shlichus. So if it was a sugi of Shlichus, why doesn't Evid Kenaini show up in the sugi of Mem Al Mem Beis? This Nisan, Koines Atzmoi Beketer Echerim, Shecherim Poines Mamomen, Vokoin Atzmoi Beyotzel Echerus, Afam Delav Imomen Kachoser, the Afal Gav. The mamoina lam shol mishaleichu, v'hu shulchoi elosh mekasha mishaloi. So we learn from Evid Kenaini that shlichus must be possible. So why is an Evid Kenaini the either one of the rayas, the raya? Who needs other rayas? No clue, it's a kasha, is that a kasha?
Yeah, I thought the, what Rashi was saying was the Chiddush is not Evi Kenaini Shlichus. The Chiddush is that Evi Kenaini teaching that the Shliach could use his own money.
Oh, right. So I was ready for that. But Bechlal Masayim Mona. Now, if you're going to tell me that I can appoint a Shliach, Evi Kenaini should be the super Shlichus. Evi Kenaini should be the Raya for Rayas. If I can, if somebody can use their own money, and that's good shlichus, alachas kama v'kama, when Reuven gives the get to the shliach, alachas kama v'kama, if the shliach is mafish Reuven's truma, alachas kama v'kama, if I give my korban Pesach, no, so for carrot, so Evi Kenaini is super shlichus. No, what'd you say?
Because Evi Kenaini, you're not going to learn a din of shlichus, because Evi Kenaini himself can never.
So again, so Bechlal Masayim
Mona. Not working through
Shlichus
in the Evi Kenaini case, because
it won't work. Well, one second, hold on. But if it is Shlichus, so then, again, I have super Shlichus. Shlichus without a minoy, without Kesef Shom Mishaleach. So certainly, if you're telling me that I would not learn all the halachas of shlichus that we've come to expect, that there has to be a minui. that we wouldn't learn basic shlichus and come to expect that kesef shall good. Maybe we shouldn't expect those halachas. No, what do you say, Josh?
I wanted to say that Avi Kanani only teaches us that somebody could accept third-party money, and it works that way. Avi Kanani doesn't teach us the fundamental din of shlichus, that one can fundamentally appoint someone to do his bidding.
According to Rashi, Avi Kanani, if we're understanding Rashi correctly, so that means that your point notwithstanding, there has to be a construct of shlichus that the Torah is approving in order for that to work.
Yeah, but it's not the main thing. Meaning it works right. With time shlichus, but it's not strong enough to serve as the prototype or the archetype of shlichus.
Korban Pesach works me time shlichus. They say the same words.
Isn't the fact that Rashi separates, like on Josh's and Kruger's point, isn't the fact that Rashi separates the idea that there's shlichus here from Eved Kanani, like show that Eved Kanani isn't teaching us anything about shlichus? When he speaks about Eved Kanani, we didn't Eved Kanani doesn't teach any, he doesn't, Rashi doesn't say anything about shlichus. Rashi just says that
whoa, 1 second. Not my Rashi. Not in the Bar-Ilan Rashi.
Bar-Ilan
Rashi has. Who shluchay shalom akasha?
Right. So over there he says it. But when he's talking about how we learn that from Eden Ari, from Eden Eved Kanani, he doesn't mention any, there's no words about shlichus over there. It's just about the fact that Eved Kanani can be Kona himself through other people's money, like Kluger's saying. It has nothing to do with...
So it's it. Midin Eved Kanani. The Nanmas Nisan. Right? Alpha Gab Lechosir Iu Midi.
Maybe you can say, like, Iran was talking about how the dialogue that happens since the guy has to end up going back and say,
yeah.
And the guy has to go back and say that I'm marrying this woman with the hana she got from Chloe, and he ends up, Iran says that's why the guy doesn't need to officially appoint him a shliach, because he ends up executing it later on. So you can say that the dialogue, what's going on in the case, is you end up finding out he's a shliach. But in turn, and that's that. The shlichus is a totally separate thing. If it didn't have a kanani,
at the end of the day,
you know, that he doesn't
at the end of the day, it's all, what you're saying is correct. It's all happening through shlichus. So if I found it later, what does it matter?
But you don't need to have a kanani to show you shlichus. Shlichus is something which is already is something which you see through the case, through the dialogue of the case. The guy said, the guy ends up explaining that this guy is my shliach. Eved Kanani is addressing a different point.
What point?
The fact that the Magnet doesn't need to be doing the Nesina. The Magnet doesn't have to be giving his own Kesev. Maybe a third.
But that's the same thing Josh is saying.
Right, but I'm giving like a riot, the fact that Rashi doesn't mention anything about Shlifas in the Medin Eved Kanani.
No, but it's the argument is flawed because it still assumes Shlifas.
But don't need Eved Kanani to prove the shlichus. If there's something else in the case that establishes this as shlichus, in fact, the guy ends up having to go back and say, I'm marrying with another 20 babies. So now we know he's a shlichus.
No, but it's also not
the Eved Kanani piece. The Eved Kanani piece, that's something which comes back afterwards. We established there were shlichus.
The Ritva says, look at the Ritva, okay? Midin Eved Kanani. All right? Peirush, Hamari, Vishena, Noisen, Shluchay, Shalom, Mekadish. So it's in the context of shlichus.
I know the Ritva.
Okay, so
Ritva,
so
for the Rambam,
cut and paste with Dvar Rashi. Cut and paste. No, go ahead, Yoni. Go ahead.
I just want this. So Rabbi then say that the only problem we're dealing with is in the Ritva, but within Rashi, Rambam, those people.
I'm getting to something deeper. The Kash is probably. Since nobody else asked the kasha, probably not such a great kasha. I can't find it in any of the Mephorist form. Just, but we have to figure it out. Maybe a klutz kasha, I don't know. Nobody asked it. Go ahead, Ezra.
When you're taking off...
Not sorry, Ezra, I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When you're taking off truma, don't you have to use your own stuff? Meaning you're not... Like,
correct,
truma,
yeah.
The shliach things.
Correct.
It's different, meaning it's not that this case is a better case. Because a kanani is a better
case. I would say, I would argue, misvara, it's a better case.
But we see it's not better because in a case like Shuma, I'm not sure about Gittin also, meaning I feel like the only person has to write his own get is just using, he's just using it.
So it happens to be a famous machlagis that is often discussed, or Samech points it out. When they're in the shliach for the get, in fact, the Arsamech Chakira is often the building block, even for this sugya. Whether, when the Shaliach writes a get. Is he writing it on his own paper or on the Mishalech's paper? He says, Machlekes. Who's that? No, I don't think it's a Mech. I think it's Machlekes Vishonim, I think. But again, the point that we're making is how close is our sugi to sugi of shlichus? That's what we're asking. All right. You gonna say? Yeah. Before? No. Was the mayor? When Reuven appoints Shimon to be a shliach to deliver Reuven's get, is Shimon writing the get on Reuven's paper, or is Shimon providing the paper? That is the Ur Sameach, just the building block in Lomdos. That's the Ur Sameach's approach. Then that's where the Ur Sameach formulates the two approaches to Shlichus. What are the two approaches to Shlichus? And the many Achronim say that's the Machloikis in our sugya. Is the shliach, and what's the famous hakir about shlichus? Yad or? No. No. Is the shliach doing the masa as an extension of the Mishaleach? Is Ke'il Mishaleach is doing the Masa, or is the Shliach doing the entire Masa and just transferring the Chalos to Mishaleach? So the Sameach said that's the issue between these two Mahalchim in Get. In Get, if you insist that the Mishaleach provides the funds, so then the Shliach is an extension of the Mishaleach, and he's finishing up the masa that the Mishaleach began. But if the Shaliach is providing the paper for the get, then he's doing the entire masa, and the chalos, the effect, is assigned to the Mishaleach. What's the chiddush of shlichus? Right? Again, I'm not sure if that is the best place to formulate this machloek. Rav Sameach raised this chakira. When the Torah is machadesh, the mitzvah, the din of shlichus, the effectiveness of shlichus, that Reuven can be mafish truma for Shimon, and Shimon was mekayim the mitzvah of hafrasha, maybe, but for sure the Hektish, the status of Trum was Chal on Ma'uz Mufrash. So now what happened? Did Shimon act? Is it Ki'ilu Reuven did the Afrasha? Reuven didn't do the Afrasha. But the effect, the Chalos, happened for Reuven. So there are many of the Gedolei Achronim say that that's the issue between Rashi and the Ritva in our sugya. Right? In other words, Rashi says that it was Kesef Shalacher. The Ritva says Pirush, Hamayri, Mishain Anoisin Shaluchai Shal Mekadesh, Elish Anoisin Kesef Mishaloi Kedesh at the Scottish boy, Vahainu de Osielomi din Evid Kenaini, Vikavan Shekain, Sarmach Shaoise Pliny Yoimala, Hermagudeshously. What's the Ritva's understanding of Eved Kenaini? All right, let's try to get. I wanted to make things clearer, not more confusing. I just thought that this is a new way of looking at things. Okay, so let's back up and again, Eved Kenaini is according to Rambam. Rambam is probably the clearest way to look at Eved Kenaini, and that is that a third party is giving the money, but the chosan says to the kala, I'm giving you something. I'm giving you, it's because of me that the third party is giving you something. So according to Rambam, Eved Kenaini is a minor elaboration or broadening of the Maisa Kedushin. Right? That's the Rambam's Mahalach. Rambam's Mahalach in Orev Evikenaini, slight broadening, widening. Right? According to Rambam, the Orev is that the Orev is that the Hanor, that Nasis Ritzoini, that's what the Chosin is giving to the Kala. And according to Evid Kenaini, he's saying it's the I'm not even I know you're getting came big lowly. All right, so that's the lechayra. That's the Rambam's house in terms of what's actually happening. We pointed out in Rambam that it's really Reb Shimon's Mahalach. I was looking this morning through Reb Shimon's Mahalach that the Rambam in Orev is extending. What kind? How far do we take in Kesef and Shove Kesef and Hanor? And in Evid Kenaini, the Rambam is extending how far we take the what's the lowest bar of the involvement of the Chosam. Torah says Ki Yikach, we require his Amir, his ownership over the Kenyan. Explained yesterday. What's the smallest attachment the Chosin can have to the Maisa Kiddushin, so it's called his Maisa Kiddushin. It's Kiyikach. It's Kiyicho Shalo. If the Hanor comes big lola, he didn't give any money. All he did, according to Rambam, is that he gave a speech. The Kala told the Chosin what she wants. Chosin, and the Kala is getting what she wants. And the Chosin says to the Kala, you know, if not for me, you couldn't get what you want. You want a certain amount of money, you're happy to marry me. Shimon would not give you the money if not for me. No. I'm your chosin, right? How am I here? I'm here because you wanted something. And I'm the person who makes it who's making it happen. Alright, that's the Rambam. So we have clarity in the Rambam. Alright? Now Rashi, at least the way the Rishonim, Rashi, Ridvan, the Rashba explain Rashi, is that Rashi is telling us that the Chosan is commissioning everything. Perish Rashi. Right. So notwithstanding Vinny's careful reading of the Rashi, the Ramban says, "Upirish Rashi, v'hu she'osay shliach elo shamoy shaloi." Right. So Rashi is saying there's shlichus with a, but it's not normal shlichus. All right. That's the and for that I need Evid Kenaini. So our kashas and Rashi is Mimanavshach. If it's Shlichus, then I don't need Evid Kenaini. And if it's Evid Kenaini, so is this sugya dependent on the sugya of Shlichus? Then maybe how do I know that this kind of shlichus works? What's the makor to transfer a din from Evid Kenaini to shlichus? How is Rashi learning the sugya? Is there a universal din of Evid Kenaini? Is there a universal change in hilchus shlichus?
Not really said that
So again, I'm pointing out the problem in the different nuschos. Right, the question: how do you reconcile Evid Kenaini and Shlichus? How do you put the two sugyas together? Right. And the hold on. And the Ritva Pirush Hamari Bishaina Noisin Shluch Shalom Kadesh Elishan Noisin Kesef Mishalo Kedesh the Scottish Boy Lazer. V'hainu da'osi lo midin evi kenayni. The Ritva is responding to this problem in Rashi. There's the Ritva, the third siyur of the chasan of the chasan hijacking a mice of a third party. Obviously, everybody knows all being done with full disclosure. Bekevan shekain sarmech she'oisei pliny yoyimar lo ha'megadeshli bekesef she'nosan lecho pliny she'taskad sheli. Ritva is not a Rambam because it's not, he's not stressing bigloli. Ritva is not the Rambam because it's not the Hano, it's the kesef gufa. The Ritva isn't Rashi because he's saying clearly that according to Rashi, a third party is doing the Maisa Kiddushin. Over here, it's a joint effort. The Chosan gets to give the speech, and the third party gives the money. All right, so far we're clear. Three different pshatim in the sugi of Eved Kenayni. All right? Kasha that we're asking is, what's the Chiddush of Eved Kenayni according to Rashi and Ritva and Rambam? According to Rambam, good, we worked it out. Now, according to Rashi and the Ritva, according to Rashi, it sounds like it should be a Chiddush and Shlichus. Right? It sounds like, because Ad Kedei Kach that the Ritva says, seems to say, it's not Shlichus. I need Eved Kenayni, because it's not Shlichus. How is the Ritva saying it's not Shlichus? Because the Chosan is doing the Maisa Kiddushin. He's saying the Harayat. He's the Baal, using our language, the ownership of the Kiddushin. Chiddush of Eved Kenayni is that Farkeret from Shlichus. That a non-Shaliach, right? A third party. He's not my Shaliach. The language of the Gemara is, I'm not Chosan Mide. Right? So I need Eved Kenayni to teach me that when I'm doing a Maisa Kiddushin, according to Ritva, the initial kasha he had is some outer space. That's why it's not mentioned in Shlichus. Because Eved Kenayni is not a Sugi of Shlichus. Eved Kenayni per se may be a Sugi of Zochim Shavafonim, could be. So it could be that Zochim is not a good rhyme for Shlichus. Good. But the Ritva says, Shlichus man dechar shmei. So what is the Chiddush according to Ritva? What do I need Eved Kenayni for? No, what do you say?
He says in the last line. The says, Ach b'shvelach v'ashev kim nesanasa.
Is that?
The last line of Ritva says it. But if someone else gives it to me, it's kilam giving it.
The lawyer minin hocha ella, the nesinas acher b'shvili choshev kin nesinasei. No, so tasbir.
Third party funds.
No, what's the chiddush though?
So that if someone else gives the kedushin money and I'm not giving up anything over, it's the word. It's not given shlichus. The rebbe would have said the word shlichus.
Right. No, so no.
It's just then that someone else actually cash a woman.
So why do you need a? If you wouldn't have this, if you wouldn't have these lines, if you wouldn't have rabbis din, you would say it's not good kedushin.
No.
Why? What's missing?
It's
a chisaron of kiyika.
You actually have to give.
No. Okay. So we're going to say pshat in the ritva. The chiddush of the Ritva, essential Ritva is like Rambam.
He's lowering the bar even further.
Hold on a second. Right? That we expect a certain contribution of the Kiyikah from the Chosan, and the Gemara says we would expect that Chisorin Dideyu, that's Pshat and Kiyikah, so that all he does is give the speech and not even say Big Loli, that's a chiddush. So now the question is, no, and why is it, and why we can, why is Rava convinced he's right? Because Eved Kenayni. So how does Eved Kenayni transfer the Kiddushin? Where's the Kiyikah? Right? If we're looking for a Chiddush and Kiddushin, so where do we have the, we said like we cop out and say, Iran, Lola, right? Hekish. You could have a mincha. Yeah. It's not a bad idea. The only problem is that we would expect the Ritva to say it. No, somebody should say it. If we're dependent on the Hekish of Lola. But Lola, you're mincha. No? No. So how do we answer that, Kasha? Go ahead.
I don't
really understand. Kasha is that the guy sitting right in front of you told me we have a chiddush over here, right? What's the chiddush? Now, Torah says ki yikach. Kikach means do a maisa kinyan. Kikach means chosan, give at the bas the kala. All right. Now we're saying it can work without the chosan giving the tabas the kala. All right. How do we know that? We know that from a din of Evi Kenani. All right. So now my kash is if what Yoni was saying is in mekach u'memkar per se, I don't need a chiddush. If Shimon wants to sell his property to Reuven because Levi's putting up the funds, I don't need a gemara for that. Shimon, sell your property. You get the money, you're happy, das maknas, good. Like the Ktzoi says, das maknas, all you need, good. But in Kiddushin, I have a kiikach. I don't have a kiikach in Mekach u'Memkar of real estate. I have in Kiddushin. Right? Kluger, what were you saying before, that the bar is even lower?
Between the Rambam and the Ritual, where the Rambam
says Bigloli.
At least
correct?
The Rambam is saying Bigloli, and like, you're making believe the
100
for me.
So good.
It takes it even a step further. It's like, it's not even for me, it's from the other guy.
Good. So now the question is how do we know the bar dropped so low? Evik and Ivy. So my kasha is, look, so who now says that you can take halach from Evik and Ivy and bring it in Kiddushin? There's no kiga from Evik and Ivy.
So the Torah says you can't compare Evid Kenani to the case of Shlichos, because as exemplified in the second parak.
So how's what's found in the Gemara then?
Meaning it's saying it works, it's an application of Shlichos, but it does not serve as the source of Shlichos, because if you look
okay,
at,
I'm willing to be moda. It's not a source of Shlichos, still not according to Ritva. But how do you know it's an application? How do you know it's a valid application?
Oh, because in the first we have to look at what real Shlichos says. And then
No. That's not going to get you anywhere. Because the Ritva is not Shlichos. Just tell me from Evi Kenani.
Right, so I'm trying to say that in the second parak, right, when it talks about Rava, Shibute, whatever, and all like the salting of the fish and all that stuff, they're actually doing something with their own money. Right, whereas the shliach is doing something that's not on the bottom.
Good, so now tell me the teretz, not the kasha. That's the kasha. What's the teretz? How can you transfer?
I was trying to slug up the kasha. I didn't think of the teretz.
Okay. You had anything to say before?
No, it sounds like the Rambam only makes sense. He's the one that makes.
Okay, but you have to. So you're Maimonidean, but we gotta. We're broad based here. We do other Rishonim as well.
I know, but I don't understand. What is the biggest raya against Rashi be that we don't bring this as a raya for Shlichos?
Josh will take you apart if you say that. Okay, hold on. Okay, the cash is a good cash. You're holding by the cash. No, only 5-2. It's not bad. Good. What did I say before?
Why is this not a Chedishin Mamonos?
Why is it not a Chedishin Mamonos?
Teaches us you could buy.
You're talking going to Ritva. Going to Ritva? Holding the Ritva?
Yeah.
So in the Ritva, you're asking the Kasha, do I need the same? So in seconds, so maybe you're right. At the end, we say Vachem v'mamona. Yeah. According to Ritva, is that applying to Evik Kenani also?
So, yeah. I mean, I didn't look further in the Ritva, but as in, you would think Evik Kenani is important for us in Kenyan Sada, and.
Okay, so then, if that's the case, so then you're disagreeing with Yoni that this is a din of kiikach. All four, good. Okay, confirmed. Good. Okay, so now, once if you're going to say that when Rava says v'chein b'mamoina, that Rava is saying there's a chiddush to be transferred to Mamonos as well. So now, hod rikush shel Yoni. So Yoni said that this is a chiddush of kiikach. Because there's no kikach by real estate. So then, what is the chiddush of Eved Kenani? What do I need Eved Kenani for? Why does the Ritva say that I need to say Nisinosai V'layarmina? We don't say Hacha. Ella Nisinas Acher B'shvilei Choshev K'Nisinosai. Say if you ever did a kiikach, I thank you, Valdig. I have to figure out how you transfer the dinim. So Adam's saying, don't get so nervous about transferring the dinim from Eved Kenayne to Kiddushin. It's going to be a universal din. All right? It's not going to be an Eved Kenayne, it's going to be a universal din. What is the universal din now?
That line.
No, so let's come back to real estate. To the Mamoina case. Reuven sells property to Shimon, and Levi puts up the funds.
Yeah.
So you have a suffix as to whether Shimon really bought it.
Yes.
Why? What's your suffix?
I don't think there's a question if you can be mocking it, but that's just a matana of sorts or anything like that. But it says that you can only kone a field in certain ways. One of them is kesef. So are you kone the field of the kinyan kesef if you did that? It's not busted at all, I don't think. That constitutes a kinyan kesef.
Good. Okay. Lou, you know what you say, Yoni?
Can you make this? This might be a stretch. But can you possibly say that is the whole zera shel kikach?
You want to go backwards? You want to learn from kiddushin today?
Yeah. So like, just like I'm a kaddish one like this, so too it'll apply by sedef on or any other real estate.
No, you can't do that. Because you've assumed that you.
Tosis did it.
In what context?
In this one,
we
did in the next
segiya by Nechassim and
Rice,
yeah. But that might be what the Gemara is dismissing when the Gemara says that Agav doesn't apply. All right? But even now we're saying that Tosu, you still can't say that. It's one thing for Tosu to say, once I've learned one form of Kinyan Kesef, so maybe I will say that other Kinyan, that any Kinyan Kesef that would make sense in this case would apply in the other case. However, to say that once I've learned Kinyani Kesef, I'm going to learn the detail of that Kinyan Kesef from the Malamed, from the Nilma, that's I think too much of a stretch. I think so. No, who's we? Mayor, go ahead.
Can we say maybe it's a Svara? That if we're saying that in the case of Evan County, the guy literally has no Das and all that he's going to be going free. Nevertheless, we say
good. Okay.
So then, for sure, in our case, in Kiddushin, when both of them have clear das.
Good, but that is going to you're going to run aground two things. Number one is then you're saying it's a din in Kinyanim Mecholotei Rekula, right? Because you're saying there's no big chinish in Ki Yikach they have to deal with. Good. Okay. So now then you have to say, along the lines of what Adam just said, that there is a chiddush even in Kinyan Kesef. Good, so that's we're holding. That's okay. We would say that. Good. Meryl?
I think like to extend what Meryl was saying, but in the beginning of the Rashba was like grappling with like if Reuven pointed Shimon as a shliach or not. And like retroactively would his, let's say he did.
Correct.
He didn't want him to marry that girl. Like, you did want to marry that girl, like, what are the implications of that? So maybe, like, the Kiddush of Ekanani is that, like, that you can be Mekadesh, like, according to some of the Rishonim there, you can be Mekadesh, you can act as a Shliach without being appointed as a Shliach, and even if you're not sure if the guy would actually even be, like, happy with the Shidduch, you know? But I don't know how that would be a Kiddush of Ekanani.
So I tell you that it doesn't stick the Lashon. The Lashon of the Ritzvah is that that it's a din in Nisinos, it's not a din in Zochin. The Rashba asks your kasha. The Rashba says maybe we should say this is all a din of Zochin. And he says, no, Efshiloim, Radochacho, Rosay, the Shem of Becheris Nechale. He says, no, maybe it's not, we can't apply Zochin over here. So it's not going to work for the Rashba. No, you know what you say?
I had a question back in the Rambam.
Hold on. Let's speak to Yona. He's okay with the Rambam. Go ahead.
It's not that kind of matter. Any type of Evet, you would have the same situation. So once you say it's any type of Evet, you can just say it's the same Joshua to learn from Ahmed or any of the other Evet Ibris.
Oh, so I'm not sure if you're right about that altogether. But even if you'd be right, you still couldn't jump from the Parsha of Abdus, a pidyon, to the Parsha of Kinyan Mechol. Apparently you can. The question is, how do you make that jump? What is being said about Eved Kenayne, which makes it something that's not unique to Eved Kenayne?
Same thing we did on Amevri also. Meaning, it's the same exact situation. Someone pays Amevri to go first, and then it goes first. often and saying, so too, if I have a kavanah, it works with Amma Ivriya, and I don't want to just work with Amma Ivriya, but we connect Amma Ivriya to it.
Right, but no. But the Gemara's mahalach is that the Eved Kenani is unique because the Eved Kenani can't have property. So if it's an Eved Ivri, so then it could be the Torah is saying that I'm acting on behalf of Eved Ivri. It could be that I'm being mocked in Eved Ivri. I'm Mzaka the Kes Eved Ivri. So there are many different pathways. Unique to Eved Kenani is that the Eved cannot have bailus over it. So the Nisinosoi. So the Eved Kenani is the Eved Kenani, it has to be Mamoyne Shalachim, right? And Rashi says, that is the Chiddush, Mamoyne Shalachim. The Ridva says, no, it's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush, when it comes to Rashi's case, is a totally different case of Shlichos, where some other party is taking over the whole masa. The Ritva says over here, the Choson is doing the kes, doing the Maisa Kiddushin. There's a piece of the Maisa Kiddushin he's not doing, that's called Nesinose. Right? Now by Eved Kenaini, so what will the Ritva say over there? By any Kenyan. But Ritva is saying, by any Kenyan, if I'm purchasing a piece of property, so if the money comes from a third party, it's okay. Well, it's okay. It depends on the Das Machne. Das Machne is okay, so it should be okay. No? So what am I being Seimich on the Eved Kenaini for? So the Adam is saying the following. That the Ritva is saying it by any Kenyan Kesef. By any Kenyan Kesef, the Muskel Rishon would be that I need a Das Machne and Das Koine. You could say, the way that we said yesterday, that the Das Machne is only going to have Gemira's Das if the Koine is Mishtarish, is missing something. You could say the Torah requires a Das Koine, and Das Koine is only there, again, expressed or generated, if he's giving something up. But that's what Kenyan Kesef is. And that is Moshul Ma'adavar Doime. Just like we said, that Reb Chaim's Mahalach in Chalipin, Kin Suter, is that there's Das Machne and Das Koine, that's all there is, right? Or, by Kenyan Meshicha, that the Koine does the Meshicha. What happens when the Koine does the Meshicha? So you could say when the Machne watches the Koine take his animal Arba Amois and says nothing, then he's giving up his Bailus. Or you could say, that's true, but what's also true is when the Koine schleps somebody, another guy's animal, Dalet Amois, he says, this is mine. Kinyan Chazoke. I fixed the fence. So you could say pshat is that I fixed the fence. Why am I fixing somebody else? I'm not fixing the fence somebody else. I'm a koine. I have to be represented as a koine. The machne obviously has to be represented. If he sees me fixing his fence and he doesn't, then he says this is good. Now the guy's doing a maisa bailus. All right. So now we could say that Kinyonim require a representation of Kinyon of Das Koine and Das Machne. Again, I'm using loose terms, but that could be what is being tested, according to Ktsoi said, is what is being tested in the Gemara here. Question is what gets resolved. So the Gemara is saying, hey, Yois that Eved Kenaini is an unremarkable Kinyon. Right? It's opinion which the Gemara Torah thinks it happens. And there's no souped up sugi of Eved Kenaini. And there's no special entry of Eved Kenaini. There's no ki yikach of Eved Kenaini. That's v'hoftei leinuftasa, v'hoftei. It's mentioned. So it means that Torah is recognizing that the Eved Kenaini can be koina atzmai, even though What's the basis of his das machna, for his das koina? So the two possibilities. The choices malach is we talk every yisoid over here that it's only das machna. There is no big deal in das koina. I want to release my property. I get to decide to whom I release it. But as long as I release my property to a certain person, I can release my property to Hefker. I can release it to anybody that I want. I decide to, and I have it, my das machna is represented by the fact that I'm getting consideration. Well, that works, right? Now, once we have that din from Eved Kenayni, so then that will satisfy the requirements of Kenyan in the Nishas. When Rava says v'chein b'mamayna, he wasn't saying, hey, Yosef, it works in Kiddush, it works by Mamnus. He's saying, no, v'chein b'mamayna, you should know that I'm learning from Arev Evikenayni, general halachas, halachas and kol ha-tera kula. Right? So the Ritva would say, right, v'lo yarmin en hocha ela, de nesinas acher b'shviloi, choshev kinesinosei. What does it mean, choshev kinesinosei? It's a little bit tough in the ksois. Should be the nesinosei shel acher mahani. Right? Somch nesinosei shel acher. That's the ha'or in the ksois. The ksois is the ksois. You have to know the ksois. And again, the ksois in all kinyonim. Often quoted. So that's the but l'chayra, there is room at least for another pshat in this ritva. V'lo yarmin en hocha ela de nesinas acher b'shvilo yichoshev g'nesinosei. That's why the G'dayli ha'achroinim, you have to know these things. I'm just raising the questions that other achroinim raise, that say that the machlokes between the Ritva and Rashi is that they both hold shlichus. Only Rashi holds that the shlichus is, that the getter of shlichus is, that you're doing the maisa for somebody else, and you're only transferring the chalois. So maybe you can do the whole maisa, you can even use somebody else's money. And the Ritva says, no, shlichus is that I'm carrying out somebody else's maisa. So therefore I have to be there. Right? Choshev nesinase ki nesinase. Right? Shuluch hasham ki maisa. That's the only the difficulty in that mahalach is that the Ritva seems to move away from shlichus altogether. And say it's not a din of shlichus. It's a din of every kenayni. So far what do we have? We have Rambam, Yoni's very excited. We got the Rambam, he's clear. We're good. Okay. Then, we're pushing Yoni out of his comfort zone. We're going to the Ritva. Alright? So the Ritva's mahalach is that it is l'chayra. It could be, in pshat in the Ritva, we know the fact of the Ritva. The facts of the Ritva are that the chosn is doing the maisa kiddushin, but using somebody else's money. He's doing the amira, and they got doing the nesina. Right, the Rashba says in the Sina Mira being split. Exactly, how does this work? So the Ritva says it works for Eved Kenayni. So the Arsameach, not the Arsameach, there are those who say, I'll pee the Arsameach, that the Ritva is showing us this is how Shlichus works. The Shlichus that we learn in Mem Beis, Mem Aleph, and Mem Beis, in Kiddushin, that we learn from Truman, from Gerushin, and from Korban Pesach, it works as the person doing a ma'isa for somebody else, or as the shaliach finishing off the ma'isa, but it's Shimon's ma'isa. In this case, the mishalech did the amira; he finished off by giving over the money. That's one mahalach. L'chor is a little bit difficult. So another mahalach is the Ritva saying that Eved Kenayni teaches us, and I said in Kolotar, but not a shlichus like I said. Nothing to do with shlichus. Doesn't belong in my mouth and base. Bechlau. Ktsois is malach. It is teaching us a din, das makne, is the only, carries the day, carries the kenyan. Chorus a little bit dochuk, because the lashon of the Ritva is not shlichus, and the lashon of the Ritva is that it's nesinos, that nesinas achim bishul choshkin nesinosai. So it sounds like he has to be there, has to have a presence there. No? So what would you say? Duke it out, which one goes first? Yeah. They're both big guys. No? Go ahead.
So, I'm not sure if you can say this, but you know, when we did the Rajpa by this new farmer, he gave Sikhi, that has to be Kola Kupan, right? So, can you say that the fact that it has to be Kola Kupan, that you have to have the Maisik, that the man needs to be doing all the parts of the Maisik Kedushin, like the Rajpa only meant to say that? What he only meant the man needs to do Kola Kupan if those things are a necessity to show the Das Machna. But if you have an alternative way to show the Das Machna, like over here by Abba Kanani, then the man doesn't necessarily have to be doing everything. You can have another person doing the Nisina for him, and if the guy ends up going back and SP and you know and explaining like what was going on, this guy was acting as my shliach, so you have another way to show that this was a Das Machna, the other person was acting on the Das Machna, then you're going to be having, then that's Klesh of Kinesina So, because the concept of Nisina is not that you have to be doing the Nisina, it's that you need to be doing a Nisina that will express the Das Machna. So if you can have another, that Nisina being done by somebody else still expresses the Das Machna, then it's okay.
Good, okay. I'll say it a little bit here. We'll say a little. I'll tweak it a little in a minute. Go ahead, the Yoni.
According to this, so it's, I don't fully understand, because isn't but the Gemara by the Mishnah about Abba Kanani discusses Zachin versus Chov.
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly the point of whether the Baal cares or not? That seems like Pasha Das Kama.
No, the truth is, most of the Achronim assume that this thing is going according to Rabbi Meir, and not according to Chachamim. I find also a little bit dochuk where that's not discussed over here, but that's the easy way out of that kasha. No, Elzamer?
How does it answer the fact that we're learning from Rabbi Kanani?
So the point is, so that's what Adam is saying, that we're learning from Rabbi Kanani a din in all of Kinyanim. It's not an Eved Kenani to Gedin. Eved Kenani is happening through Kinyanim. The Torah was not Mechadish and new than an Eved Kenani. Think of a nafka mina. There's a machlekes achronim. We'll come back to this in a few minutes. A machlekes achronim that Pesach Yitshuva quotes in Yeridaya. By Pidyon HaBen, Tmai Bechor, can somebody else give the money? If I mekayim the mitzvah, if somebody else gives the money on my behalf. It's my bechor. The coin shows up. He says, ma bo yistve. And I say, I'd rather have the kid, but I don't have five shkol. I'm stuck. So one of the guys who I invited for the Suda comes forward and says, I have five shkolim. Serious. Was the pinyon chal? Was it a good pinyon? Any right? Was that? Not partial. The machlokes come to Shlomo and Nesivos. Not partial. Okay. That's one thing you shouldn't say. Okay. No. Oh. Let's have a second. So we'll come back to it in a moment. Let's just finish up Bini Zahara, and then we'll come back to this. Okay. So Bini Zahara is that. Bini Zahara is that lach ora. The Das Machna has to be generated or formulated through the Machna and the Kona. In other words, for the Das Machna simply to want to unload something, it's called Hefker. For the Das Machna to transfer something to somebody else, that means he is Mishtatev in my Das Machna. If the das kinyanim is not just siluk, then I'm removing myself and whoever wants to pick a pick. No, kinyanim is I'm transferring. Now, so the Torah says, in order to make it an effective transfer, put it in balabatish terms, in order that I should be convinced that my coin is not going to back out on me, that he's going to carry through, he's going to take all responsibilities for it. Right? I have to have a kinyan. Moshul Malabar Doyma, if I sell something to somebody else, and before we affect the kinyanim, somebody trips on it. Right? Somebody, I don't know, if my property becomes, if I can get sued before the kinyan is affected, so obviously, kinyan's going to determine who gets sued. Now let's say I do a flimsy kinyan, and I said, but I was soymech on this guy, he wanted the property so much, I assumed. Right? Now let's say I did the kinyan with this koine, but this koine promised something which was an asmachta. He doesn't have the kind of money. I researched. He doesn't have the money. So I didn't really have das machna for him. I would love to get rid of it, certainly now that I'm getting sued. I would have loved to get, no question, I want to get rid of it. But I didn't have das machna for him. So l'chaira, it's not a good das machna. Because I wasn't mafkir it. I will be sued for it. So one could argue that das machna requires that it's generated, or it's generated by a specific kona. And I only know, and I only trust his das kona because he's a mishtarsh, he's missing something. And Evi Kenani says not so. Evi Kenani says that the das makne is good enough if the kona is the cause, is the reason. He's the Rambam's lashon, but not the Rambam's malach. He's the cause. He's big lola. That's good enough. The intent of the koine was, the intent of the balam momin was this particular eved should go free. The intent of the balam momin was that this particular koine should be koine. That's good enough. Say one of two ways. The way the Ritmo would say it, be a little bit different than the way Benny said it, and that is that nesinas acher b'shvil echoshka nesiyasai, that the Torah of Ikanis being machanesh, that if Reuven says, I'm giving this money so that Shimon buys, that's good enough. That's a good enough das machna. The koine doesn't show the commitment because he doesn't have mishtorshe. Good enough that somebody out there is mishtorshe for him. It's enough for him to be a koine. The lashon I was thinking, a possible lashon, the Rav often uses lashon of tziruf. A kinyan requires a koine and a machna. Could be the machna overwhelmingly carries the responsibility of das machna, but there has to be a koine as mitzuruf. I have to identify the koine. If I can't identify the koine, it's not a kinyan. Not hefker, not siluk, and no koine, not a kinyan. So who identifies the koine? That's what I said yesterday. So now what we're saying is the same way we said this ha'ara, Reb Shimon's ha'ara, Reb Shimon's mahalach. In Rambam, Reb Shimon really says it in the Ritva. That would be the mahalach. Somehow does this coin become, how does this eved become the eved that's niftes? What makes him the eved that's niftes? I'm willing to be mafta, to be mafta, I don't know, I'm willing to let go of an eved, be machnik and evedly atzmai. If the eved would have money, he's the eved, he's the koine, he's identified as such, right? He's been his loshen, he's the one who helped form the das machna. But let's say he doesn't have money, he can't do it. The money has come from a third party. So who is helping me come to my das machna, a third party? So mi amar, that I'm satisfying the requirements of kinyan kesef, when my das machna was not generated or formulated by a specific koine, who says that my kinyan is mitzuruf to that koine? That's the chiddush of Kenani. That's what the Ritva could be saying. It's not shlichos, Tzvachem b'mamoina. It's not a din in kiddushin. It's not a keikach. Din in kolotein kinyonim. All right. And that's pshat in the sinosai. So it's very much like the tzoyis, but Pini's a little bit different. Pini said, you know, the tzoyis plus, right? It's das makne, but das makne has to be. We would have thought das makne to be generated by a specific koina, and we're not moving away from that. The Ritva says, Elomar was saying that a third party can tag the specific koina. Now, what about Rashi? How are we can't leave Rashi hanging? What's it going to do with Rashi? L'chayra, Vinny would say, let's just fold Rashi into everybody else because he doesn't say shlichos explicitly. But l'chayra, the Rashba and the Ritva both say they also mitam shlichos. Right?
How could you say it's not mitam shlichos?
So Vinny says, you read carefully, it's only yom yom shlichos and arv, not nevi k'nai. Nichir Rus says, no.
No, it's
but go ahead, no?
It is a
Kanye
Rashi.
Yeah,
that's
a
Rashi. No, he did say it. Every Kanye did not mean
a season. No, he says,
this
is now when he's explaining why, when he's explaining how it's from the
Dinari. Okay. Every Kanye did not mean a season.
Rashi,
I'm okay, good. It's a Shlichus anyway. It's a Shlichus. No, so go ahead. So according to Rashi now, we're saying it's a Shlichus, and yet, somehow, we cannot, it's not a source for shlichus. And now you have a chiddush from every Canadian shlichus. Do what you say, Adam?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say, you began to
say
something.
I was just going to say that also on Chav Gimel, like every Canadian he says shlichus.
Oh, okay. No, we're stuck.
Didn't Rebbe start here by saying that he thought that Epiconomy is like super shlichus?
Like, that's a problem with it.
I'm saying so.
No, that should be
the wants. Rebbe's asking, word is, what's Rebbe trying to figure out right now, how Epiconomy connects to shlichus?
According to Rashi, it's a din in shlichus. All right? And the chiddush up here is that the money is being provided by a third party. So the question is this, what is Rashi teaching me? Is he teaching me that shlichus does not require that the money comes from the mishaleach? Is it chiddush in kiddushin? What's according to Rashi, the din of Eved Kenani is Reuven asked Shimon to do kiddushin for him, right? Beginning of the second parak, Gevaldik. Elamai, the beginning of the second parak, we assume then that when Reuven asks Shimon to do the Maisa Kiddushin, Reuven is giving Shimon the money. And now Rebbe Kenani says, Lav Davka, Shimon can provide the money. So is that pshat in the sugya? Is according to Rashi, are we learning a chiddush in shlichus? No, what would you say?
If it was a chiddush in shlichus, then why would we need
well, I need to know that I need to know the way that some achrayim say it, that I can, the shlichus can be like a power of attorney. You just deal with it. I'm not even here. Get your money. Maybe I'll take that which girl to take.
It can't be a
he says shlichus.
But like then we could just learn from shlichus and not have a Kanani.
Apparently Rashi would say if you'd only have the source of shlichus, you wouldn't know there could be third party money.
So maybe that's the chiddush. But even within shlichus there'd be third party money, no?
So then the question is that a chiddush in Davkin Kiddushin or Kol Terakula? It's a little bit difficult to say that, I mean, Manoshach, it's hard to say that it's in Kiddushin because it comes in Vikinani. It's hard to say in Kol Terakulu because it's not mentioned in the Sugya Shlichus Bechla.
Yeah, but it's similar to like Shimon Shah and the other Shimon also, that you're saying that really, like, we would have thought the ritual originally was saying that it's not in Eved Evri, but it's really kind of Kol Terakulu. So to Rashi, we originally thought it was used in Shlichus, it's not actually a Kiddush. It's a Kiddush.
So let me say what I think you're saying, is that similar to the way of the Pshat in the Ritva, we could have the same issue in Shlichus. And it's a kol aktora kula chiddush in Shlichus. Right? But without the sugi of Shlichus, we would not have said it in Eved Kenani. Right? Along the lines of what you were saying before. Right? In other words, without the sugi of Shlichus, we may not have viewed Eved Kenani as a din in Shlichus. Eved Kenani could be a din in, I guess, it's like they were drawn, Stam Kinyanim. But once I have the parish of Shlichus, so then I could interpret Eved Kenani either as Stam Kinyanim or Shlichus. Without a parish of Shlichus, again, Eved Kenani is like an unremarkable din, but it's there. It's there that something's being affected without a person's own property. So without Hilchus Shlichus, I could not interpret Eved Kenani Shlichus. With Hilchus Shlichus, so now Rashi would be saying that without Eved Kenani, we would have to say that Shlichus, would have to say that Shlichus is just an extension, is only extending an extension of the Mishaleach. And Eved Kenani teaches me that Shlichus need not be the extension of the Mishaleach, but could be handing over the power of attorney to somebody else. Coming back to the Oros HaMeach. Right? Now, as Rashi would say, and that is where Rashi and the Ritva differ. As a result of our sugya. As a result of our sugya, so Rambam and the Ritva have no reason to learn Chidushim and Shlichus. Rambam is a Chidush and Chidushim. Ritva is a Chidush and Kinyanim. And in Rashi, Hayois, I have a parsha of Shlichus. I can now interpret Eved Kenani as a din of Shlichus. Hayois, it sounds from the Gemara that the money is coming from a third party. Hayois, the Gemara doesn't indicate that I am saying Aram Kudeshously. I think the Ritva puts into the sugya. So Rashi says that the simple translation of the sugya seems to be that Yenim is saying Harayat, Yenim is giving the money, and working me down mitam Eved Kenani. So Rashi says the simple translation only let you use Shlichus. But without Eved Kenani, I would say that Shlichus goes as far as handing over the right to do a maisa. But it's still, he can act on my behalf. He can do a maisa on my behalf. I want to give the money, he can give the money instead of me. But he can't represent me entirely. There's no Shlichus of being a power of attorney that he entirely takes over the act. And Eved Kenani says, yeah. Can even do that? Can be a power of attorney. So according to Rashi, let the Minig Delech Reinim say that Rashi will learn from the sugya the expansion of and ultimately there will be a machlokes Rashi Ritva as how Shlichus works because of the sugya.
It sounds like it's all working backwards, right? Because Midinara is brought in this context, we know how to interpret Midinara and thereby apply it to the case.
Correct. That's a very common approach in Lumbus. Right? What assumptions do I need in order to make sense? That's the side of the Brisker Mahalach. What assumptions do I need to make in order for this to make sense?
But it's like, it only brought, especially with Maris, bring down a Dinari because we have a case, we want to figure out the Alapha. We know from Dinari.
That's correct. 100%. 100%. But
like we only know Dinari because.
No. But we, the learners, that's what the Merom had in mind. We, the learners, have to now reconstruct how the Merom got to that. Got to that point. Listen, man, go ahead.
Power of attorney.
Sorry?
What does that mean, power of attorney?
Power of attorney means that I'm giving somebody else the ability to do, to make decisions for me. Right? Agency, right? A shliach means I'm asking you to do a very specific thing. I'm asking you, see that room over there? See how I keep my field? So I want to be mafresh, right? Power of attorney conceptually means take care of my trumas. Right? So in this case, it would be a moshel. Shlichus and korban pesach mean I get the korban. I bring the korban to the harbayis and I tell the kohen, please do or the sheikh, do shechita for me. That's shlichus shlichus ma'isa. Power of attorney would mean I tell someone, you know what, take care of korban pesach for me. You buy the korban pesach. After Pesach, I'll tell you whatever you expect, I'll take care of. Have me in mind when you take the korban. Right, do it for me. So that would be so the question, how does shlichus work? Is shlichus the way the Achrayim say it, is shlichus harochas yad? In other words, he's doing the physical act he's doing for me. Harochas yad. Or what's the other lashon? I think the other lashon is that I think the lashon is being mechal chalos. That he does the entire event for me, and the only thing he's transferring to me is the effect. And one is he's actually transferring he's finishing up the ma'isa. It's my ma'isa. So according to Rashi, I'm not participating in bechlal. According to Ritva, I'm not finishing up my ma'isa. So according to the Ritva, this Rashi's approach couldn't be shlichus. This is a din in kinyanim. So mele, I don't have this extra din of shlichus that Rashi would have. Good? Do we have greater clarity than we had before? That's the question. I just want greater clarity. I'm not going to forget. Do? You okay with the other Rishonim? Was Kedai? No? Not so sure. Was it said again? No, so that shows that there is a hechreich over here. That's a kasha, all right? So in Achanami, one can always interpret Rashi shaloi kibshutai, but in my mind that shows how stuck you are. You have to say it's not shlichus, and the Rashba and the Midbar say it's shlichus, and even Bini Yadik can see that it says shlichus. So then it's shlichus. No. So in Achanami, I understand you could be, when you're stuck, you're stuck. You say. Again, let me, in defense of Bnei Yeshua, the Rashi says in Hilchas Shabbos that Amira Lenachri in Shabbos, you know, it's Osir because of Shlichus. And Rashi does not mean it's Shlichus. He doesn't mean Shlichus in the sense that we're using Shlichus. He means that you're doing something for me and therefore it's Osir. So in defense of Bnei Yeshua, we do use the word Shlichus in a non-technical term sometimes. And that's an Achanami. It's. I don't think one can go weiter and say the way I understand Rashi using the word shlichus shaloi in a non precise fashion. But that's entirely possible. And therefore say that Rashi is very similar to the Ritva and the Rambam, entirely acceptable. Right? La'niyas daiti. Once you have the Rashbon, the Ritva, saying that Rashi says shlichus, and we think he's wrong, so l'chayra, we have to find some way of explaining Rashi without being so dachok. And this is what this ha'or in Rashi is mamish. There's a long list of gedolei achronim, beginning of the Shlomo Eger, who say this malach in Rashi. It's not and the Rashivas who say this is. The Or Sameach that you have it's very off mahalach that Rashiv is given when they discuss the sugya. Okay, let's finish all of that.